Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 15, Tape B, Side 2. Listening Comprehension and Interpretive Practice. First, you will hear a short story for listening comprehension. Listen to it as many times as may be necessary until you feel you have fully mastered it. Then compare it with the translation which follows. Following the story are two typical conversations, each of them quite short. Listen to each speaker, stop your tape, and interpret into English. At the end of the conversation, listen to the English translation given, and again stop the tape and convert that English rendering back into Chinese. This will help you greatly in your classroom performance in speaking in Chinese. As much as you can, try to think in Chinese as you produce. Here is the short story.
小魏和老赵有一次，老赵回家去看他父母。回来的时候，带了一个电子计算机来。小魏说：“老赵，你真有钱，电脑很贵呀。”老赵说：“不是我买的，是我父亲送给我，叫我学中文的。” 这个电子计算机很小，可是简体字和繁体字都有。小魏很喜欢用那个电脑写汉字。星期六跟星期天，他少睡好些觉，也少唱好些歌，常常坐在电脑前头练习汉字。他一点都不觉得紧张。 过了两个月，小魏考试也考得好多了。他跟老赵说：“我天天用你的电脑，怎么谢谢你呢？我要是不用这个电脑，就不会考得这么好。”老赵说：“你别大声唱歌就行了。”小魏说：“那一定。” 我小声唱歌行，可是你也要小声说话好不好？
Now here's the translation. Young Wei and Old Zhao. One time, Old Zhao came home to visit his parents. When he came, he brought back a computer with him. Young Wei said, "Old Zhao, you must really be wealthy. Computers are very expensive." Old Zhao said, "I didn't buy it. My father gave it to me so that I could learn Chinese." This computer was very small, but it had both short-form characters and long-form characters on it. Young Wei very much liked using this computer to study Chinese characters. On Saturdays and Sundays, he slept considerably less and sang considerably less, and often sat in front of the computer practicing Chinese characters. He didn't feel the least bit tense. After 2 months, Young Wei was doing very much better in his examinations. He said to Old Zhao, "How can I thank you for letting me use your computer every day? If I didn't use this computer, I wouldn't have been able to pass the test this well." Old Zhao said, "If you don't sing loudly, it'll be okay." Young Wei said, "That's for sure. If I sing quietly, that's okay. But you must also talk quietly, okay?" Now a short conversation between these two individuals. For this conversation, you will need to know two new words.
别的
Other, another, and
一样
State of verb, the same. The negative of this is
不一样.
Another state of verb, different, not the same. Here is the conversation.
小魏, 银行几点钟关门?
哪个银行啊?
就是学校里头那个银行。
我也不知道, 不过下午3点半下了课。 你立刻就去, 银行一定还没关门。
今天下午下了课，我不能立刻就去，我得开会。我明天早上去好了。你知道他们几点钟开门吗？
你早上去不行，我们上课以前，银行一定还没开门呢。你可以中午吃中饭的时候去，那时候银行一定开门。
邮政局开门关门的时间你知道吗？
你是问我们学校里头那个邮局吗？
我们学校里的邮局跟别的邮局不一样吗？
早上开门的时间一样，都是八点钟。下午关门的时间不一样，我们学校里的邮局四点半关门，外头的邮局五点钟才关门。
现在过了四点半了，我到外头的邮局去好了。
老赵，你来了一年多了，怎么还不知道邮局开门关门的时间呢？你就知道念书、吃饭、睡觉，别的事什么都不知道。
Translation. After listening to this, convert it back into Chinese. Yang Wei, what time does the bank close? Which bank?The bank inside the school, or translating Joshur, it would translate as, I mean, the one inside the school. I don't know either. However, at 3:30 in the afternoon when class is over, if you go immediately, the bank is sure to not have closed yet. I cannot go immediately after class today. I must attend a meeting.I'll go tomorrow morning. Do you know what time they open? You can't go in the morning. Before we go to class, it's certain the bank won't have opened. You can go at noon during lunchtime. At that time, the bank is sure to be open. Do you know what time the post office opens and closes? Are you asking about the post office inside our school here?Is the post office in our school here different from other post offices? It opens at the same time in the morning. They all open at 8 o'clock. Closing time in the afternoon is different. Our school post office closes at 4:30. The post offices outside don't close until 5 o'clock. It is after 4:30 now. I'll go to the outside post office.Old Zhao, you've been here now for over a year. How come you don't know the times when the post offices open and close? All you know is to study and eat and sleep. You don't know anything about anything else. Here now is another short conversation between the same two individuals in their apartment after dinner.
老赵跟小魏一天晚上吃完饭以后，在他们的公寓里谈话。
老赵，明天考试你怎么一点都不紧张呢？
紧张有什么用？
要考的那几课你都念会了吗？
我都念了，可是不能说都会了。
你都念了，哪有那么多时间呢？
我不是今天念的，上星期我就开始念了。
糟糕，我还没开始呢。
现在开始吧，别睡觉了。
我想去食堂买一点东西吃。
时间早过了，食堂已经关门了。
那怎么办？
我们吃了饭，才一个多钟头，你怎么还想吃东西？
好了，不吃就不吃，我立刻就念书。不过……
不过什么？
你都念了，现在不忙，请你到商店去买两瓶啤酒来，行不行？
不行，你喝了酒，一定要睡觉。
跟你这位老大哥住在一块儿，真麻烦。
Translation. Old Zhao, tomorrow we are having a test. How come you are not the least bit tense? What's the use of being tense? Do you know all those lessons we are going to be tested on? I've read them all, but I can't say I know them all. You've read them all? When did you have that much time?I didn't study them today. I started studying them last week. What a mess. I haven't even started yet. You'd better start right now. Don't go to sleep. I was thinking of going to the mess hall to buy a little something to eat. It's long past the time. The mess hall has already closed up. Then what'll I do?We've only eaten a little over an hour ago. How come you still want something to eat? Okay, if I can't eat, then I can't eat. I'll start studying right away. However? However what? You've studied them all, and you're not busy now. How about our going to the store to buy a couple bottles of beer? No way. As soon as you've drunk the beer, you'll want to go to sleep.Living together with you, my big old brother, is one big nuisance. End of lesson 15, tape B, side 2.